brothers and sisters, two scenarios. The first in Isaiah 66, beginning with verse 15. Isaiah 66, 15. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire, and his chariots shall be like the whirlwind, to render his anger with fierceness, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire will Yahweh execute judgment, and by his sword upon all flesh. And the killed of Yahweh shall be many, they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves to go to the gardens, behind one in the middle, eating swine's flesh and the abomination, and the mouse, they shall come to an end together, says Yahweh. Second scenario, Psalm 15. Psalm 15. Yahweh, who shall sojourn in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? He that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He that slanders not with his tongue, nor does evil to his friend, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors them that fear Yahweh. He that swears to his own hurt and changes not. He that puts not out his money to interest, nor takes reward against the innocent. He that does these things shall never be moved. Which one will we follow as worshipers of Yahweh the Most High? In these two passages of Scripture, we see two attempts at sanctification and purification, but from opposite ends of the spectrum. One purifies himself for idolatrous purposes, and the other for Yahweh, our Creator. The last time we met, we began an examination of the basic teachings found in the Bible, as we learned how the Sabbath, the seventh day, is meant to be a sign that shows how Yahweh's people is separate and distinct from the rest of mankind. Always remember that Yahweh's Torah, his law, or more properly, instruction, was given to his people in order to make a distinction between the sacred and the profane. Today I'd like for us to take a brief look at another series of commandments that emphasizes a separation between a people that is willing to follow Yahweh and a people that does not care what he commands. Let's take a few moments to examine Yahweh's dietary laws. The title of the short sermon today is Yahweh's Dietary Laws, A Pure Body, A Pure Heart. Yahweh's Dietary Laws, A Pure Body, A Pure Heart. You hear many strange things when you discuss the word of Yahweh with people who are not interested in following his law. Of course, you hear the customary line about the law being done away with after the death and resurrection of Yahshua the Messiah. And as you go deeper into studying specific topics, you hear even stranger things about particular teachings, especially regarding issues like the dietary laws. People will point to several scriptures that on the surface would appear to say that dietary laws do not need to be kept. But on closer examination, can that be true? One of the most common things you will hear is that the dietary laws were given at a time when hygienic conditions were poor, and therefore the dietary laws served the purpose to maintain proper health, but today they no longer apply because hygienic conditions are better. But on closer examination, can this be true? Well, although we do not have time for complete study this morning, we'll touch on a few of these common misperceptions today, or misconceptions rather. Of course, the most basic biblical passage, really the foundational text on the subject, is found in Leviticus 11, so let's turn there momentarily. Leviticus 11. Excuse me. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, speak to the children of Israel, saying, these are the living things which you may eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. So immediately Yahweh tells you, these are the things that you're going to be able to eat. Whatever has a split hoof completely divided, and choose the cud among the beasts, that may you eat. So Yahweh is very clear, he's very specific in terms of the types of animals that may be eaten. And specifically, these are animals that have a cloven hoof, okay, and that chew the cud. In other words, they're referred to in scientific terms as being ruminants. And typically, and I'm probably not explaining this in the most technical way that you could, but typically animals that are ruminants have two stomachs or various compartments in their digestive system. And in essence, they chew their food more than once. And cows fit this description, as do goats and others, as you well know. But those two conditions need to be met. They need to have cloven hooves, and they need to chew the cud. Okay. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that have a split hoof. The camel, because it chews the cud, but does not have a split hoof, it is unclean to you. And the coney, because it chews the cud, but does not have a split hoof, it is unclean to you. And the hare, because it chews the cud but does not have a split hoof. It is unclean to you. And the swine, because it has a split hoof, completely divided, but chews not the cud, it is unclean to you. Of their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcasses you shall not touch. They are unclean to you.